Gardening and You is sponsored by Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. With today's program, here's Becky Litterer.
Good morning. Welcome to my garden show, Gardening and You. I'm Becky Litterer from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. This show is about more than the different aspects of gardening. It's how we can help you with your garden needs. Wow, some of you got rain last Sunday. We did not. But we got some rain on Thursday afternoon, so that is very good. I'm so excited. I don't have to water the outside wagons and plants. Only second time this season since end of April that I haven't had to water. With humidity and higher temperatures, I'm sure I'll have to do it tomorrow, but have a break to do something else today. I'm going to plant some more stuff. You can feel the humidity in the air. Moisture makes moisture, and we might have rain off and on this weekend. Stay cool, stay safe. Now, the Australian Family and Friends started their winter on June 1st. I know that doesn't sound weird. Evan wrote, "Yesterday was a very damp, cool day. The daytime temperature was nearly as low as it gets, but the nights will get colder. It's a cold that gets into your bones. We keep the fire going all day and all night. It stays damp. I really felt that when I arrived in Australia as well. Stay warm, stay safe." What will our summer be like? This is what the Farmer Almanac has said. Much of the United States is trending hotter than normal, especially across the southern part and eastern part of the country. However, some areas, including the upper Midwest and Heartland, are expected to be cooler than normal or to feature more mixed patterns. Rainfall predictions are less uniform, but lean drier overall. Many regions, particularly across the east, high plains, and interior west, are expected to see below normal precipitation. In contrast, wetter conditions are forecast in the Heartland, along the Gulf Coast, and the portions of the Pacific Northwest, with several regions showing a mix of wet and dry patterns. Overall, the focal point to the summer defined by widespread warmth, with regional contrast in both temperature and rainfall shaping local conditions. With above average temperatures expected across much of the country, plan for periods of extreme heat, especially during peak summer months. The biggest temperature departures are most likely in July and August, when unusual warm conditions become more widespread across North America. Now here's how the temperature and rainfall are expected to vary across all 18 long-range regions this summer. Here is what they said about area. We'll see if this happens or not. Upper Midwest, cooler, drier, cool and dry. For us, the Heartland, cooler, wet, cool and wet. I hope this summer forecast helps you make the most of the season, and whether you're attending garden, planning trips, or just watching the skies. This week we hosted 4-H'ers from Franklin County and Saratoga County for a Bear Bucket Workshop. We had 35 kids. I think they all had fun and took home lovely buckets of flowers. Extension pays for dirt, and we donate the flowers they plant. They learn about tickling the roots, which opens the roots at the base of the plant so it will start to grow in the new dirt. They learn about planting it so I don't see much dirt and how to keep it looking good by deadheading the flower heads. Again, how long have I been doing this? I would say almost 30 years. Hope it helps to bring a love of gardening with them when they are young. Needless to say, I'm a little tired, but back over the greenhouse planting for you. How is your garden? Now planting conditions are right. Soil is warm enough, nights are warming up, and we've had rain. Plants in the garden will grow, I promise. As you see in your garden, so are the weeds, so hopefully you can stay top of that part of gardening. I still have very nice tomatoes, peppers, squash, cucumbers, and cool weather vegetables. Not too late to plant at all. We moved out the vine plants, so they're hard enough ready to go in your garden. The wagons are full of blooming plants, and they all look good. I'm very proud of how the plants are looking. We have worked hard to keep them in this stage and will continue to work hard to keep them watered and safe. Yes, we need to talk about Larry's garage. Larry has appointments available this coming week. If you do know of some work you'd like Larry to do for you, just give him a call or stop in. Give him a call at 641-794-3337. Thanks and stay safe. The next part of the radio show shares a message I've done for over 29 years. The Lord's word of encouragement is always good to hear. It is hard, but we need to listen, care, and pray for all. Prayers have powers. Thanks to all that they tell me they hear me on the radio and they enjoy the messages. I'm only the messenger in this message. In all I do, I try to have the Lord's hand in all of it. Bible verse is from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Thank God in everything, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Develop the habit of being thankful. We all have many things to be thankful for in this life. The problem is we get into the bad habit of taking them for granted, and sadly, we often only see what we don't have. Because we're so used to having plenty of clean water and healthy food, good clothes and nice homes, convenient transportation and excellent education, freedom and safety and security, we forget that billions of people around the world do not enjoy these wonderful blessings. I believe that maintaining an attitude of gratitude is something we need to do on purpose. Take time daily to think about your blessings and voice your gratitude to God for His continual goodness in your life. Make gratitude a habit. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I pray that you'll help me develop a habit of thankfulness. I don't want to take any blessing in my life for granted. Help me fully realize how you've blessed me, and I will be extremely grateful for you and your provision in my life. In your name we pray, amen. Till next week, this is Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Larry and I want to wish all of you a very blessed week.
Gardening and You was brought to you this morning by Becky Litterer at Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. If you have gardening questions or concerns for Gardening and You, stop by or call Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Phone 794-3337 or email Becky at beckmall@netins.net.